Good morning. Yesterday's security developments from Wednesday, January 14th, 2026, covering 5 articles. All attribution is by the article authors. All article analysis is automated.
Reuters reports that Beijing has ordered Chinese domestic companies to stop using cybersecurity software from over a dozen US and Israeli firms, including Palo Alto Networks, CrowdStrike, Fortinet, Checkpoint, and Mandiant. The directive cites national security concerns about potential data collection and transmission abroad, reflecting escalating geopolitical tensions and China's push to replace Western technology with domestic alternatives.
According to R136A1.dev, the Terla APT Group has deployed Kazuha V3 Loader, a sophisticated multi-stage malware using DLL sideloading, hardware breakpoint hooking, and comm subsystem abuse to evade detection. The loader bypasses ETW and AMSI, masquerades as legitimate Windows processes like explorer.exe and svchost.exe, and delivers final payloads for persistent infections through control flow redirection and comm-visible .NET assembly execution.
Microsoft reports the disruption of RedVDS, a virtual desktop provider operated by threat actor Storm 2470 that enabled widespread cybercriminal operations, including business email compromise, phishing, and financial fraud. The Cybercrime as a Service platform provided disposable virtual machines for $24 per month, facilitating anonymous criminal operations integrated with generative AI tools for sophisticated impersonations, including deepfakes and voice cloning. RedVDS resulted in approximately $40 million in fraud losses in the United States and compromised over 191,000 organizations globally.
The UK's National Cybersecurity Centre has published new guidance on secure connectivity principles for operational technology environments. The guidance provides 8 core principles for designing secure OT connectivity, addressing risks from increased attack surfaces, legacy devices, and remote access requirements targeting OT organizations, essential service operators, and system vendors.
That concludes today's briefing.